The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, and give you his peace, but also prompt you to be vigilant and consistent in prayer. If you've not listened to the message that we posted before this one, please do, because this builds on that message. Ezekiel had a dream that President Trump was openly reinstated as president, but of the republic, not the incorporation that the evil people made our country to be. So the Lord, when I came into prayer, the Lord started out by saying, keep believing, keep praying, keep believing and keep praying. You will never be out of the woods as long as evil is on this earth. But by your prayers, you are binding the powers of evil so they cannot continue to overtake your country. Now comes the task of turning the public. They've been conditioned to believe lies, just as was done in Nazi Germany. Some of the people, a minority, knew the truth, but the majority of the citizens of Germany thought Hitler was their savior and fully supported him. Discernment was lacking because of spiritual sloth. America has been busy accumulating goods and powers rather than drawing close to me and cultivating discernment. It shall happen again and again as long as people seek their comforts over living in the truth and living only by my rules. It is through the bitter enslavement of the African people that they fed their luxuries and comforts. And so anyone who opposed slavery opposed those who were opulent and living in luxury. Greed and power are behind the abuse and exploitation of the poor. What President Trump did in the dream was to declare war against the exploitation of the people. And by the way, no one has a clue as to how terribly the American people have been used for experiments and stolen from to support devilish agendas and the worst kinds of sins against humanity. Most of your presidents have been callous and uncaring about what they call the masses, or for those embedded in evil, they call it useless eaters. Nothing is more of an affront to man, made in my image, than to be labeled with such names. Oh, beloved ones, you were so close to an enormous victory. Pray as you have never prayed before, that the scales of justice will be continually tilted down by your prayer. Visualize a scale with two sides. One side is loaded with evil deeds, incantations, sins, darkness, hatred. Visualize the others being balanced by prayers, full of illumination, glowing and more than balanced, and let your prayers be so copious that they completely overwhelm the darkness. Yes, let the weight of your prayers overwhelm the evil being done on this earth from moment to moment. Yes, this is a formula for success. Every time you pray, you cover for evil. So because the world has so much evil, continuous prayer is needed. This is why the Orthodox monks and others pray a continual prayer, such as, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or for some, a simple Jesus, have mercy. Saying this prayer from deep in your heart has great power to overcome evil. Any variation on the above prayer is effective. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us sinners. Make the prayer your own, but pray it sincerely and from your heart. Such prayers pierce heaven and get the Father's attention. Keep in your hearts and minds a vision of victory for this time, and a great revival will follow. Please do not grow weary in praying. Each of your heartfelt expressions move heaven and earth to subdue the power of evil. Also invoke the saints to pray with you. And that was the end of his message.